Welcome to the Frontier Banter Podcast.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Frontier Banter Podcast. I am Colonel Derek Baird, the U.S. Army Garrison Ford Sill Commander. And with me again today is...
CSM Bill Pearson, the Garrison CSM for Ford Sill.
Heck yeah. All right. So today, or this episode, we have a few really great people here. First-time podcasters, and by that, first-time ever being on a recorded podcast. This ought to be fun. We are sitting here with our morale, welfare, and recreation team, and today we're really going to focus on morale and recreation, and I believe that we're going to do a welfare one on next one, because that is a whole separate entity that does some really great stuff for our community. So I'm going to start off with the director. And if, ma'am, if you can introduce yourself, and we'll go to the other two folks.
All right. My name is Sarah Gersper. I'm the director of Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation here on Fort Sill. Been doing this job for about a year. Been in or of around the military for about 31 years. Served alongside my husband for 27 years. That's why I'm super passionate about this job, because serving those who serve is how I got started in the military and in, as a career. So good to be here. Thanks, sir, for having us.
Absolutely.
Ethan Briner, I'm the Special Events Coordinator for MWR. I've been here for 3 years in January, so it's a lot of fun.
And does the best race series.
Fine, I do the best race series in the military. I'm not just going to say the Army, as every branch seems to reach out and ask for advice, which is very odd.
Darn right.
But yeah.
Ethan Briner, well-known person in the race community here. Ma'am, and you?
I'm Brianna Wilcox. I'm the Outdoor Rec Director. I grew up on Fort Sill, so I'm from here.
Oh, Latonian.
Yes, well, kind of. I don't claim Watton. I claim Fort or Apache. But I grew up out here. I followed my dad around. He worked at Natural Resources, so that's where my love for the outdoors came from. And I love to serve people and help them out, so that's where my career in Outdoor Rec for MWR came in.
All right, and so... For everybody listening, it's a little fun fact sheet here that the Fort Sill MWR program served over 1 million patrons in 2024. That's quite a bit of people. And today we're going to talk about what we can do or what we provide for, really, for morale and recreation. So I'm going to turn this over to Sarah Gersper and ask for you, because you've been here about as long as I have in this capacity. I took over about 6 months ago, you really about a year ago. So what does it mean to be the MWR director, and what is your vision for the future for it?
So for me, the meaning of being the MWR director is getting the opportunity to lead the best team on this garrison. Can you have a better job? The morale and welfare of recreation?
I know, right?
I mean, it doesn't really get any better than that. And our programs really spread the gamut. Something for everyone, as we always say, from, you know, better opportunities for single soldiers all the way down to family child care. You know, it's not just child care, it's a career choice. Working for MWR moves with you. As a military spouse, I had real rough time starting and restarting my career. We were in the old Army, where every 18 months we were on the go, and that was tough for me. Now they have a great civilian employee assignment tool that people can, their job, when you work with MWR, it can go with you to your next duty station, so you're not restarting. It also brings the camaraderie and the vision, example, Ethan, all that he does great with special events. If he chooses, he can do a seat and reassign anywhere in the world and take his wonderness somewhere else and spread the love.
So don't do that, Ethan.
We're not going to allow it, but he could, and Bree could as well. I mean, MWR is about families and connections and making the Army doable. It's a rough life, but it's a good life, and proud to serve.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
So, you know, I've been in the Army 24 years now. I mean, you're old. I'm still a young pup there, Colonel Baird. But,
you cut me deep, Shrek. Cut me deep.
Not until, I became the Garrison CSM do I realize the full extent of what MWR encompasses.
Yeah.
I always knew what MWR was and kind of what it did, but not until this job did I realize how large of an organization MWR is and what it does. What would you say is the one thing that surprises most people the most when they in process and they're working here on Fort Sill, the MWR does?
Probably, yeah. Just exactly what you just said, the scope. You know, yeah. Sometimes people don't understand that Child and Youth Services actually falls under the MWR umbrella. Mm-hmm. Army Community Services falls under the MWR umbrella. Every fitness center on this garrison falls under the MWR umbrella. It's an enormous scope. And again, it touches on resiliency, readiness. I mean, it's everything to our troops and our families.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so I'm gonna look at Ethan here and then Brianna, too, as we look at the recreation part of it, which really goes to morale too, let's face it. You can sit on your butt in your barracks or your house, or you can be all boo-boo lit, but there's nothing to do. But there's a lot to do here in the Fort Sill community, specifically with MWR. It seems like it's something happening every weekend, and we post it everywhere. So for y'all, like, what does that mean to you? Like, what is the big program that you like this past year that, you know, whether it's a race series, I know you, Bree, you do a lot of things with the recreation department. You know, what are the things that y'all see that is probably the most beneficial or the thing that people usually want to do on the weekends or during their time off or whatever?
I'm going to go a couple of different directions with that. So,
I love it.
Yeah, the run series is something people have become passionate with, and it's not just about the run. It's about getting together as a group, and some of them just ruck it. I mean, we've built the ruck side into our runs, and we've got ruck clubs being part of it, and it's just camaraderie and just running and walking and talking and just
hanging out. Yeah, because you start off with, like, maybe 10 people showing up.
Yeah.
And now where we're at. Where are we at right now?
We're clearing 400 at each run.
So yeah, so, like, within a year, you've changed this program. That's amazing.
But I love that part because everyone's like, oh, you changed it. I didn't change it. It's the culture of Fort Sill and the surrounding community. It was like, we wanted to do it as a whole. And everyone's like, I always get credit for it. Yeah, I'm the voice for it, but I'm not the only one out there.
Yeah.
It's everyone's come together, and you see the same people coming out, but then they go and they tell someone, it becomes the phone game, hey, come join us, hey, come join us. And then you start getting people. We've now got people from Tulsa, we have people from Wichita Falls, Dallas, we have people that come up from Arkansas for it. So, I mean, it's become this wide-ranging group that come in because they look at Fort Sill and they go, this is a place we don't normally get to run or walk. And then they come here and they go, this is awesome. I don't have to worry about getting hit by a car, maybe a howitzer or something. I'm not worried about that. There might be a wild boar that's going to come out of somewhere, but it's entertaining. And it's a visual that you don't normally get. But I'm going to go beyond that because this sells out constantly and I don't think it gets enough play, is at our library on post. And I love talking about it. They built this escape room there. And we got to do this, I think it's about 2 years ago, as our group, we went there as a team building thing to experience it. It is such a cool event that they do there, and they update it every quarter. And the fact they're doing zombies right now is awesome. And when I am process soldiers on post and I get to talk to spouses, I'm like, if you want to do something cool as a family or you want to get some battle buddies and go and just hang out, go and do that. Because you'll find out who really is good at thinking on, like, all right, what do we have to do to solve this clue? You'll get the ones that will just stand there and stare, or they're going to actually figure it out.
That would be Sergeant Major would be the stand and stare guy.
He'll be the one that gets eaten by the zombies. Huh?
Yeah, he would be.
If I'm known for anything, it's inaction.
So, I mean, for me, that's one of the coolest things. Because I ask different installations, do you have anything like that? And they're like, no, how the heck did you do that? Yeah. Well, they had the space at the library, and they wanted to use it. And the fact that they do that, it blows my mind.
Yeah, it's really great because it's creative, and it's a creative way to use space. And not everybody is, not everybody wants to run. Not everybody wants to do these things, but a lot of people love the escape room. Yeah, that's really great. What about you, Bree? I mean, you're the outdoor rec guru. And so for you, like, what does it mean to be the outdoor rec guru? And what do you see people, when they come into your building, what are the things that they want to see and do?
They really just want to be outside. They want to do something new and something fun that they can't do at home. So that's what we kind of try to gear our programs towards.
Yeah.
So we give instructions and we get people out there for the first time. And we gear our programs around kids so that we can start with kids and then build up. If parents don't know, how to kayak, we can put them in with the kids as well. So it's not just kid instructions and it's not just parent instructions. It's a wide variety. And so that's really where I'm passionate, is getting kids into the outdoors and getting them away from the iPads, away from the TVs and things like that, and getting them those experiences so that they can take them with them as they go on in life.
Yeah, especially what, around here. Oh, sorry.
What would be some of the things that you wish more people took part in and knew about?
I think the hiking opportunities at Fort Sill. Not many people go and hike, and not many people know that we have hiking at Letra. We have Pratt Hill, and we have hiking trails up there, and not many people utilize them. So that's one thing that I'm going to really push this year, is the hiking opportunities, and we have some hiking tours coming up, which are super exciting.
Just on post or off post as well?
Just on post right now, and then we're going to get certified to lead hikes in the refuge as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We talk about this a bit. Like, you'll never hear me say a bad word about the wildlife refuge around here. And we are we are connected to it. Like, it's our back door. Yes. We're separated by a chain link fence, if you will. I mean,
yes.
The whole area is great, right? It's very rugged. I think one of my new favorite places, we tour around the range complex, or the training areas, was it Ketch Lake? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Ketch Lake? Gosh. Like, if you like catfishing, go there. Like, right there by the old dam right there? Yeah, there's a lot of catfish there. But your kayak, it's not big. Nope. No, but it's a beautiful area. You got a nice little backdrop of a nice little, we'll call it an Oklahoma mountain. It's more like a large hill, but it's an Oklahoma mountain. It's a beautiful area, you know? And so, it's really great. Okay. We talk about morale and the recreation part of it. Let's talk a little bit about Lake Letra, or Letra, I guess. It's really the lake's part of that, I guess, you know. So Letra Lake, whatever. It's like saying cat card, you know. So let's talk a little bit about that. What are y'all's thoughts on Letra, and like what it provides, and what are the things that happen there that folks can use? And
I think Sergeant Major said earlier, what is the secret? Letra is definitely the secret of Fort Sill. Some people come and go without ever venturing out there to see what's there. And that's
crazy,
a big
right?
mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Why is that?
There's just lots to do out at Letra. We have anything from biking and hiking to paddle boarding and canoeing, kayaking. We also have some cabins. So we have 10 rustic cabins, and then we have 45 RV spots. So a little hidden gem. You can swim at the beach. You can go shoot archery with your family, or go mini golfing. So there's lots to do.
And you got the paintball kind of close by, right?
Yes.
One of my favorite things to do at Letra, besides kayaking, because I love me some kayaking, is the polar plunge there, Ethan.
Yeah, coming up January 25th. It'll be our fifth annual polar plunge out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get 400-plus bodies. Everybody do that 5K, then line up on the beach, and everybody go in at one time. Those of you that really want to jump in the water, go for it all the way. Or those that just want to dip your toe and say that you went in. But, it would be a great time.
Bro, you got to go all in, right?
That water
The toe feels great.
Yeah, you know, just it is. Yeah, I tell you, January's here are a little weird. Like, they could be in the 60s. They could be like it was last year.
12.
like it was like, what, 35, 40? But with the wind, it was ridiculous.
The wind's what kills you up there.
But it was so great. Just running in from the 5K, you're all warmed up, you're running there, and that's a shock. I loved it. It was great. Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. This year, we actually added to listening to people over the years and watching them go into that water. I was like, I need to do something about that, because they never bring their towels. And I'm like, everyone's getting a towel this year. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we made sure they all got these huge beach towels, and got their beanies. And it's like, you're going to go in, everyone's going to look alike, and it's just going to be a blast.
Yeah, I got my polar plunge beanie from last year, so I still run with it. I love it. It's great.
It's a party, and that's what the runs are about. That's what each of the themed ones are about. It's like, come out and have some fun. If you want to dress like a polar bear, so be it. If you want to dress like a penguin, be it. But just come out. Have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of those morons that didn't bring a towel. So thank you for this year. and have you found that maybe some of the run series have helped increase usage at Letra? You know, between the Alien 5K, the Polar Plunge, some of the different events. Bree, have you found that maybe since the run series has taken off, you've seen an increase
I would say yes, because a lot of people, like Sarah said, don't know that we exist, but them signing up for the run and coming out there, now they're forced to be out there for the run, and so They get to learn about everything.
Yeah, same with like the, I should know this and I suck because I forget the name of it. That one day we do like the Army
Appreciation Day. Military Appreciation Day, yeah.
Oh my God, there's like a gajillion people out there.
And what do they say first thing they open their car door? Hey, didn't know this was here.
Yeah, I mean, there were like little golf cart rides to the archery area. We had everybody's out there putt-putting. I'd be out there a few times. I forgot there was mini golf. I'm like, oh, I forgot that's out there. So it's really great.
So we learned
we learned that from Tortoise Hill because we have a lot of people that come in from Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and they'll go and rent cabins, and they're like, it's perfect because we get to stay out there, we get to ride out there, and you start getting those that are coming from out of town that are wanting to bring their RVs and hook up or just rent the cabins and just make it a nice easy day. They roll out of bed and start their run, start their ride.
Yeah, I like, I use Letro as part of my training when I go out, when I go out riding, I ride from the house, go out there, circle around a little bit, come out, it's kind of a nice little spot to take a 2 second break when you're doing your 40, 50 mile ride. It's kind of nice. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, it is. And how can units use Letro for team building events?
So we have a program that's called the Warrior Adventure Quest. Or WAC for short, that's what I like to call it. It facilitates the connection between challenges of participation in a high adventure activity and team building. And so when you combine that with unit participation, it cultivates team building activities.
Yeah.
It gets people into the outdoors and helps them just relieve stress of everyday life. And it gives them an avenue to let off the stress instead of going and drinking and driving or getting into trouble and things like that. So it's a good avenue for de-stressing and for team building.
That's great. And so units can just sign up anytime, or how does that work for you?
So it's once a year. A unit can participate once a year.
Yeah.
They have to go through a little bit of training, but it's really simple. It consists of watching a video, and then their leader has to debrief them at the end just to get the feel of how the day went, how they feel now, how they thought that their leadership skills were.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good for the drill sergeant population, because I think a lot of people, we take for granted the amount of stress that they just live in for 2 to 3 years, especially around that 2 year mark is where we start to find drill sergeants really start to break down a little bit.
Yeah.
So for those listening, WAC events is phenomenal for drill sergeants just to get away from the drill sergeant life for a little bit. Now, the last time I really participated in that stuff was when I was a first sergeant up in Alaska, which is kind of cheating because Alaska is like the mecca for anything outdoors and hunting and fishing.
It's kind of the eco-friendly, environmental, like get out there and just get lost in the
cool stuff. But I think people really underestimate what Fort Sill has to offer for outdoor stuff, and they forget that we opened up, I think it's 87,000 acres for people to use.
Yeah.
For outdoor recreation stuff. And you're not going to find that at any other installation. So I will toot our horn on that one. And the other thing I was going to ask you, Ms. Gersper, is what would be a success story from the past year that you would say really shows MWR's impact? It's not counting ACS, because we understand ACS is a whole other episode.
That's a whole other entity. So, truly, and this is not one specific thing, but it's the concept as a whole, and that's community engagement on whatever it is. I mean, we are constantly throwing darts at the target, trying to figure out what this community wants and needs. So, always brainstorming, always surveying, listening to community, trying to figure out whether it's comedy shows or upcoming the Dueling Pianos, outdoor concert series last year, the Run series, you name it. We did the first inaugural Trunk or Treat.
Yeah.
Huge success.
Which was like massive.
2,000 plus. It's a post-wide.
Huge.
I knew we walked up there. Yeah, like I knew it would be big, but I didn't.
I did not expect that. Sorry,
when we walked up, we walked through
Martha Songbird
Park. We were kind of checking that out because, we had just kind of doctored that up for the zombie run, which is also that night. Sergeant Major and I walked through with his family. He's kind of walked through it. And we got out there, and I thought maybe a few hundred people. 2,000 people later, you're just like, how many people can you grip and grin? And oh my God, right?
Incredible.
When I say standing room only, I mean, there was a line down the street just to sort of walk through. You're like, you can just come in from this side of here. There was a gajillion people there, and it was a ton of fun, right?
It was a ton of fun, and it was community wide. So, you know, we had DES out there. I don't know if anybody saw Colonel White in his hamburger costume.
Oh, yeah.
It was a sight to behold.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was just incredible camaraderie across the garrison. CYS led the charge, but everybody jumped right in.
Yeah, and we had Lawton folks there. I mean, just the surrounding community. And a lot of kids hyped up on candy that. Yeah, so it was a little crazy.
Time.
Yeah, that's great. Is, you know, so also, like, on that, we'll go on the other side of that. Instead of, like, what are the successes, what are some challenges that we face in the, you know, the morale recreation community? And what's our vision moving forward? Because I know we've done really well this year. Like, we've talked about this quite a bit. But there's a couple things that we definitely want to get improve on. And what do those improvements look like? Because we always want to get better.
For sure.
Let me jump in there. I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
So for those of you that don't know, is Ethan Briner helps me run the Fort Sill Boss program.
What's Boss stand for again?
Better Opportunity for Single Soldiers.
All right.
And, you know, we have a Boss president, Sarah Becerra, who's absolutely crushing it.
Yeah, she's amazing.
But between the three of us, trying to figure out how to get single soldiers out of their rooms for the love of God is always going to be a challenge for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ethan and Sarah Becerra come up with literally hundreds of things to do, like whether it's hockey games, basketball games, pottery class. It's countless things. And it's figuring out ways to get soldiers to leave their barracks and socialize outside of a screen, kind of like what Bree touched on too. Like, get your face out of a screen for 20 minutes and go talk to someone. And be social. And I would say, for me, talking in, I think one of our biggest challenges, I wouldn't say problems, challenges is getting participation in BOSS and getting the information to every soldier out there. And here's the thing, like, we can talk till we're bleeding out of our eyes information on things. And someone I talked to 2 hours ago will swear they never heard of it and nobody ever told them. So that's my frustration.
I would go with besides the communication, it's getting soldiers to leave their footprint.
Yeah.
They would sit there and go, we have this on Fort Sill. Yes, if you would get away from that particular barrack and go explore Fort Sill. I mean, when we in-process them, we sit there and we say, don't just go to your unit and just sit there and go, this is where my life is. And then when my duty day is over, I'm going to go back to my barracks, or I'm going to go off post to my house or whatever. Go explore. There's the KCA who call this land their own. And
KCA is?
K is the Comanches, the Kiowas, and the Apaches.
There you go.
And the history that they have, the land that we are on, is unique to Oklahoma only. There's no other installation that's like that. I mean, you want to call it a ghost town. I mean, there are ghosts everywhere on this post. But you have these cemeteries that you can go check out. You can go check out these buildings, but you can learn about the Buffalo Soldiers. I mean, there's so much cool history that's here that people just don't know about because they don't go and explore. But for soldiers, when you hear them say, oh, I didn't know that we had tennis courts, or we had a football field, or we have a baseball field, we have a softball field. There are batting cages here. Wait, there's an archery range here. What? There's tracks that I can go run on. There's bikes, and I can go fish. I can do this. Yeah, because if you get out of your room, you can go do these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny you say that, because I know we do our welcome brief once a month. Mm-hmm. Days fly together, months fly together. So, like, once a month. Now we say, like, you know, you want to be boo-boo lip? Stay in your room. I don't like insert name of installation here. It's probably because you're in your barracks and you don't, you know, again, like, it's... We live in different times, or just different generations, whatever. But the key thing to all this is communication. Mm-hmm. Go out and say hi to somebody. It's okay. You know, it's okay to say hi. It's okay to go out, like Bree said. Like, it's okay to go outside and smell the roses. Like, it's okay to go pick up a rock. I mean, for those who haven't been here, we have a huge elk herd. Like, not just lives in the training area, but there's four giant bull elk that, you know, may or may not stand in the middle of the road, and you're just sitting there watching them, waiting for them to walk by as you're beeping your horn at them, and just stare at you for like 10 minutes. Like, bro, you got to move. That's like a 1,000-pound animal. You're not getting out. You're not going to get out and move them. You know, but I mean, I say that because you got to go out and see these things. I showed a picture of my dog this weekend looking at these elk. And one I showed it to just some friends of mine. One was like, you guys got elk on your... Like, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, we sure do. He's like, oh, my God, I didn't know that. Like, yeah, come on over. You know? But,
what
One thing that struck home to me one time was a soldier came up, and he had lived here for at least a year, and he came to Natural Resources when I was checking an elk, and he was like, "You guys have elk here?" I'm like, "Yeah, just go drive around. You can see them everywhere." Yeah, right? Stop for a coffee at the shop back. They're hanging out on the field.
We also have a great population of skunks, too. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. See, the elks are awesome, except when they go over to IHG, when we did our summer concert series, one of the artists, they're always staying over at IHG, and I remember dropping one off at his room, and I looked over, I go, "Well, that's weird." They're all sitting, there were three of them just sitting in front of his door to get back into his room. And he goes, "What do?" I go, "Well, we can go drive somewhere else. You're not getting in your room anytime."
Yeah, you're not getting there. Yeah, good luck with that, you know. But no, it's really cool. I will say this, though, for the BOSS program, we are a Gold Star-rated BOSS program. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, we won the Presidential Award this past year. We were one of five installations around the world that won that.
Yeah.
I'm going to just throw this out. We're going to win it again this coming year. We've already surpassed our numbers. So
Dude, throw down the gauntlet now. I love it.
We've already said it. We're winning that again, so that's easy.
Good luck, everybody else, trying to keep up to the number two.
It's actually entertaining when Fort Sill goes to these conferences. They all look at us and they're expecting us to just take home awards. I didn't even enter anything last year. I was like, I'm not entering anything. But I already said to everybody, I'm entering every single contest.
Yeah.
And our goal is to bring home everything. And so
I love it.
That's the goal. We are going to make us the shining star where everyone's going to go. Yeah. Fort Sill is where I want to go.
Competition breeds excellence. You know, I'm glad you said that. What you just said there right there is, we are trying to make this installation of choice. And I know a lot of people look at the map like, Oklahoma. Man, there's a lot of great stuff here. Mm-hmm. Again, I haven't been here in about 20-ish years because my career has taken me in different locations. It's not because I didn't want to come back here. It's just the way, you know, the career has gone. But coming back here last year is in the Commandant's the Field Artillery Commandant's office. Like, one, Lawton's changed a lot. And two, the programs here have just gotten better and better. You just talk to all the folks that were here before us, that are still here. You can just see this energy that the Morale, Welfare, Recreation team bring. And it's really great. You know, we walk around building 4700. We walk to the outdoor rec. We go to Letra. We see all of our teammates there. And everybody always has a smile on their face. And it's all about service. And it's really great when we talk about being, you know, service to the community, be customer service oriented, make us installation of choice. And we can't do that without the great things that y'all do, because otherwise we are just kind of sitting around, you know, like, what are we doing on post, you know? And so, yeah, I really appreciate that. Okay. What else?
No, I would ask what's, you know, we're almost at the end of the year. So for 2025, what are you most excited about from MWR?
Ooh, great
marathon
question. Yes! Let's talk about it before we run!
Dueling pianos? Yes, we're looking forward to dueling pianos.
Well, the marathon, and then we're getting for all those who don't know what the Sheridan room is, we're getting an upgrade, extension to our Jack Daniels bar.
That's right.
At the Patriot Club. So there's the triathlon's coming back. We're just doing some more things with the Patriot Club. We're trying
archery.
Oh, the indoor. Oh yeah, yeah. We got.
And I can tell you, I've already had a lot of people ask me about the indoor archery range.
That's right.
Like, that's going to be a huge hit.
Can you want to talk about that real quick before we go to some other?
Because
I think there's a pro shop there too, right?
We will have a pro shop.
Ah, yes.
It probably will not open in conjunction with the archery range. It might come a little bit later, just so we can get the archery range up and going first. It's 45 yards, so we have the longest indoor range in Oklahoma. Super exciting.
Well, say that one more time.
The largest indoor range in Oklahoma.
Baller. I love it.
So we have 7 lanes, so 7 people can shoot at a time. And we'll have movable targets, so you can move the target however far that you want to shoot.
Great.
We're going to give archery lessons there, so kids, adults, whoever wants to come and get archery lessons, we'll have an instructor to do that. So super cool, super exciting. So,
I wouldn't be surprised when that opens if CSM Buchko from 428 just moves his office over there and is just living in your building.
It's hard to bet against that.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see the 428 Sergeant Major probably living out of there. Yeah, so, I'm with you with the archery, though, real quick. Mm-hmm. Like, big fan. I love it. I know a lot of archers here because of the hunting we do here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got some family members that are big in archery.
Yeah, my daughter has gotten the archery bug.
She's the new Katniss Everdeen. Yeah. She's got the big black and blue marks to prove it because we're working on she's working on elbow and arm and getting everything in the right position. I tell you, like, I love archery. I love bow hunting. But I tell you what, there's nothing better than continuing to get lessons.
Yeah.
Right. I don't care how good you are. It's always good to go back out on the range, have someone like critique you and get some more lessons. So I for sure will be signing up.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Super cool. And we're also gonna incorporate WAC into that as well.
Oh, great.
We're gonna do some WAC programs there. We have the rock climbing wall, so we'll incorporate that into the WAC events too.
Just don't shoot people climbing the wall.
So what, you really want to talk about marathon?
I mean,
you ready?
I mean, like, Ethan, this is probably gonna be at least in the MWR world the biggest event.
Oh yeah.
That Fort's race event that Fort Sill's had in a long, long time. I mean, wow. Let's talk about it.
So March 22nd, 6 a.m.
Yes.
Patriot Club parking lot. We kick off. I'm going to say it's our second annual Warrior Run, but it's our first ever Warrior Run marathon.
Right.
Last year we did the half marathon just to test it out, see how the water was. This year we're going full in, and it's going to be the 26.2 miles. It's going to not take you out to any ranges. You're actually going to run it on Fort Sill.
Yeah.
So you get to run through the housing. You get to run through different brigades, and you get to experience what life is like here on Fort Sill. You get to see all the different artillery, the history. You run through it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to just go run out in the ranges. Last year we learned a lot from that. And we want you to experience Fort Sill completely. So we've got our 26.2, we've got our half marathon, we got our 10K, we have a 10K ruck. We also incorporated a kids marathon this year with a 5K and a 1 mile for 17 and under and for 12 and under. So there are specialty categories in there. So beginners, there's that opportunity. And those that are just starting to wet their whistle, we're enticing you to come out, try it, and then next year, bigger and better.
Yeah, you know, like we said there, the good thing is we're running through the Cantonment area. We're going to show, like, there is a legitimate historical portion. This was the edge of the frontier at one point. This was like, you left Fort Sill and you're in the front, like, you're it. Like, you're it. That was it, right? You're good luck, right? You know, and so we get to see a lot of things that were here since, like, 1869, you know, and so this is going to be really great. And I think we're doing like a neighborhood competition. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, we're going to try to get all the neighborhoods to compete, see who does the best water points.
Yeah.
Try to get a little rock and roll, a little bluesy areas going.
Yeah.
Have some fun and see who can be the most creative. I mean, you go into a water point, you don't just want water. I mean, you might come up with some other things that you might have there.
Yeah.
Who knows who you get surprised with.
So Sergeant Major Pearson and I were talking with Julia, our deputy, the deputy garrison commander. I think we're going to have a good opportunity for runners at the end. Like, do a little QR code or a survey and like, hey, this was the best one. And then we're going to do a neighborhood award.
Nice.
We decided that today.
Nice.
So late breaking for everybody. We're going to do that. And I think it'd be really great that we can, like, post in the front of the, you know, whether it's Buffalo Soldier Acre or White Wolf Manor or you name it, be like, hey, you are this year's Warrior Run best neighborhood, you know, and then each year it'll change, right? You know, or not, depends on how good that neighborhood is. Yeah, so it's going to be really great. You know, we're looking at, some food trucks maybe. Yep. What else?
We'll bring out some food trucks the night before. The goal is to do a carb night, bring everybody together. They can pick up their packages, but fill them up with some pasta.
Like an expo?
We'll have an expo there.
Yeah.
Bring in some companies. If you're looking for what the next great shoe is to be wearing or hat or shirt or whatnot for running, we'll have those companies out there so you can explore and see what I want to either save my money for or purchase right then and there.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. I mean, this is going to be I want to say this will be probably the largest run in Southwest Oklahoma, if I remember right. I think as we talked about this, I don't think there's going to be a large run. Because how many people are we expecting, do we think?
So I'm going to say marathon-wise, largest marathon Southwest.
Yeah.
Our goal, we're shooting for, what, about 450 to 500 people to run in this year.
Yeah.
Our goal in the next few years is to top 1,000.
Yeah.
So we'll see. As people learn, you can get on Fort Sill. It's not locked down. Anyone can actually get on here, as long as you don't have
a technically, it's an open post. Yeah. You just got to get the pass, and there's ways that you just get online and figure that out. But,
you have to register for, right?
You have to register for it.
Did you hear something about that?
Yeah,
it's not something you can come out and just run for free. You have to register for this run.
That's right. And then, so for this one, for this year, because it's new and we're trying to make sure we do it fairly well, right? I mean, nothing's ever perfect. So we're capping it at 500 folks, right? Regardless of what race you're running, it's 500. So
500 total.
Hey, for our listeners, I'm telling you, a lot of people already signed up. And those slots are going quickly. And the cool thing is, we got some great swag, I think. Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the best swag out of at least Oklahoma. It's easily the best swag bag that you get.
Oh, gauntlet. Another gauntlet drop. Hey,
Tulsa, you do your thing. OKC, you do your thing. I'm going to say ours is $100 to take part in, and you're getting at least 10 things in your swag bag. And that swag bag is a camel bag, so you don't get that any of the other runs.
Yeah.
Our jersey is pretty badass.
I love it.
There's a lot of cool things that come along with this.
Yeah.
And so I highly recommend giving an opportunity. When you actually take a look at the medal and the awards, you'll see some hidden stuff that we put in there. And you'll be like, it fits with what our culture is here at Fort Sill and the culture that was before Fort Sill and how they married into one.
Yeah, I love the name Warrior Run. I mean, like, you know, it encompasses the historical part of this area. It encompasses all the soldiers, Marines, sailors, airmen that are here on post that do work here, because although we're not a joint base, we have a joint flavor. You know, it's been really great because, you know, this also, you know, for our Lawton community, I've talked to a lot of folks there. Like, when we have the fire symposium here, it is a big draw. We brought lots of people crash down on the Lawton Fort Sill area. It provides a lot of economic driver for that time of year. So this, you know, this will also help. And as you look, I mean, this is not only going to be a great opportunity for morale, welfare, recreation, but it's going to be a great economic driver. It's going to be a great opportunity to really see history. I mean, we got some really cool stuff here that you're not going to see anywhere else. Mm-hmm. It's a very, I mean, 1869, I mean, this post has been around for a long time. And it's pretty amazing. I've had a lot of folks come on that are friends of mine, like, this doesn't look like an Army post. Some areas it does, but when you come in, you see, like, the old post quadrangle. You see some of the very old, original buildings from almost 200 years ago. You're like, good Lord. That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Ms. Kessler, what about you? What are you most excited about? It can't be the marathon.
It can't be the marathon? Well, I'm going to say trying to get behind a good idea on post pet boarding facility.
Yes, so Animal House.
Animal House it is, sir. That is our, we are driving that train right now. We're putting together the plans, picking out the building, trying to get the resources to get that going. Yeah. Something we don't realize how important animals are to our service members and our service members' families. In many cases, they're emotional support animals, and when people have to go somewhere and they can't bring that family member with them, it causes them some stress. So it's another way that we can build in resiliency and really support our families. Looking forward to that, working through the process.
I don't think people realize how much stress that causes sometimes, and I realize sometimes, you know, my wife Tamara and I talked about this the other day, how spoiled we are right now, because, you know, Colonel Bear lives right across the street, and our dogs are best friends. So when one of us leaves for a week,
that's right,
we just go drop our dogs off at the other one's house. But not everybody has that ability.
Yeah.
So to be able to have that on post, I think will be a huge hit maker. I think that's going to be huge.
You know, you brought this up earlier with drill sergeants or instructors, or, you know, hey, I want to go to Oklahoma City for a day. But you got folks that work long hours, sometimes 24 hours, you know, whatever that shift looks like. You know, and sometimes you want your dog or your cat or whatever, but I'm a dog guy, so, you know, you want to have a puppy rumble, you know, as we call it. You know, Mirko, Caffy, and Joker is like three fur missiles getting after it, you know, and a little puppy rumble. And you want that. You want to have the ability, like, hey, a couple hours, puppy rumble, come back, dog's ready to go to bed for the day, and
absolutely,
life is good, right? And we do have dog parks, we do these things, and we have all these really cool things here, but what a great opportunity for grooming, you know, Dog Puppy Rumble, overnight, whatever it looks like. And that's going to be great. I'm excited.
Hopefully we'll link up with the community and get some obedience training, some different, you know, lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's got potential.
Absolutely so.
You know, and so, and I think we're in a good headspace and timer for that, because it's going to be fun to see, you know, and what an opportunity for us to do that.
I'll throw this one at Bree. What's one insider tip for maximizing services at Outdoor Rec?
Definitely our packages and our season passes. So at the Outdoor Adventure Center, we have packages that group things together and for a discounted price. So we have an org day package that units can come and get, and that includes like chairs and a bounce house and tables, things that they would need to have an org day. And it's at a discounted rate, so that they can get all of those together and don't have to pay a ton of money for that. And then our season passes out at Letra allow you to get in the gate for a discounted price throughout the year if you come often. So those are two things that make coming and getting things and coming to Letra a little bit easier for families.
Mm-hmm. I have a season pass for that. I also have a season pass for the pool.
Nice.
At the Patriot Club, nice. Because you guys have the best diving board and the biggest deep end. It's so cool. Yeah, it's me. I love it. I enjoy it a lot. You know, and you said something out earlier about the fitness facilities here on Post or MWR. I got to tell you, I love them. We got some really great gyms here, and several of them are 24-hour gyms. We got some functional fitness gyms. We have a great pool at Reinhardt. I use it quite a bit. I know lots of other folks use it quite a bit. But, I think what y'all do here is absolutely amazing. I do kind of want to shift a little bit of focus to the Patriot Club.
Okay.
What do you want to see in the future with us really? So it used to be the Officer Club, I guess. And then,
no longer. It's an all-ranks facility.
That's exactly right. And then we have the Jack Daniels Bar. And when Derek Baird was a young second lieutenant at then the officer basic course, now the basic officer leader course. I think it was called Fiddler's Green. I don't remember. It was like, now it's the backbone ball, the basement. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to go down there. So there's a lot of great things that we do. We have balls there. We got the pool that's attached to it. So what are some things that we can expect in 2025 for the Patriot Club?
So for sure, in March of 25, Jack Daniels will be expanding the current, what used to be the Lanyard, and now they're going to expand JD Lounge, bring it into the Sheridan Room, and give it a sports bar feel.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to a few more TVs, some picnic table kind of feel, real, very Oklahoma, not, you know, pinkies up, but full on, let's have fun here. So I think that's going to bring in, it'll be a good small group venue for, but it also give us more room for stable call, more elbow room, more room for, you know, maybe darts or, you know, really, I want it to be a bar, sir. I want it to be a place people come to and hang out and stay.
And like we talked about earlier, like, wouldn't it be great to do like a, what do you call that at the end of the day?
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Absolutely.
There you go. Happy hour, little shuffleboard.
Little singo, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, shuffleboard, but that's the way to go, man. Love me some shuffleboard. I am an old man. I got it. Yeah, but we're also thinking maybe doing some sort of future gaming tournaments there, right? I think we're like things that we're trying to do to. Because, you know, you said this before, like, yeah, you're right. Like, we want to be outside a lot, but it's also a gajillion degrees here in the summertime sometimes. Yes. Yeah, the Great Plains. If you've never been to the Great Plains, it's not terrible. It's not like National Training Center, a gajillion, like a million degrees hot, but maybe a million degrees, not a million, right? But, in the wintertime, it's kind of wonky. We do get these weird weather patterns, but... But also, there's a great venue potentially for folks that come in and do video gaming or football, you know, different sporting events, you know. And so, the Patriot Club's got a lot of potential. And I know in 2025, I think besides the year of the marathon, this is the year of the Patriot Club. We're really trying to figure out what this looks like and to really put some onus on it, because we just did the
Army-Navy game.
The Army-Navy game, but then the brunch.
The Grinch brunch,
which 300-400 people. Yeah. I mean, there's some amazing things that we do there. But sometimes, like Ethan, you brought this up. we over communicate, but I didn't know about it. No, come on, I don't know what's there.
It's kind of a hidden gem. It's kind of tucked back in there, you know. So people drive by it to get to our great Fort Sill golf course.
Yeah, like,
but
what
they
is
don't
this?
Actually know what it is. Yeah. You know? And as you mentioned, it's a unique. It's got an outdoor pool. It's got an outdoor clamshell concert area.
It does.
You know, the downstairs, the NCO Backbone Lounge.
It's got a little playground there as well. Really cool area.
Upstairs, artillery room. We've got the caisson room with dusters and quads. Lots of different pockets for different types of events. We do a lot of receptions there. A lot of balls.
Just had a rock band there, right, recently?
Red
Leg Duck Hunters?
I was going to talk about that later. You know, those of you who were at the ball and saw... some would say arguably, but I say the greatest living band of all time, Red Leg Duck Hunter.
Also, their band manager is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, he's an all right guy.
He's okay. But the band's better. The band manager is okay.
So for those of you who don't know, we've actually gotten requests
to
reemerge throughout the next coming year. In the city of Lawton, some city council members have asked for Red Leg Duck Hunter to make an appearance.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised at some future MWR events if you don't see... Red Leg Duck Hunter come back out and do some surprise concerts.
Yeah,
throughout the year. So
maybe
I'm excited.
A ribbon cutting at the new JD Lounge expansion.
That is actually a phenomenal idea.
Are speechless.
I'm thinking the possibilities here would be fantastic. I mean, who doesn't want to see Blaze Thunderfist as the lead guitarist? You know,
I mean, think of it. You guys can do a whole Beatles thing. You can play on top of the Welcome Center. You can be like up on this rooftop playing down to everybody. Well, that sounds amazing.
I don't know where any of that sounds bad. Like Ethan, this all, keep going. Keep going, Ethan.
They can open the archery range when you guys go for that. Oh. You can maybe do a graduation, kick off the graduation one of these times.
Go on.
One.
Continue.
There's so much that
can
go on.
I feel like the Red Leg Duck Hunters, they...
ninth hole on the golf course.
Ooh, or the 19th hole.
Or 19th
hole. Piggies up. Or whatever, you know. Oh, the legendary rock band. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it.
Okay. So, you know, since we're getting close to our hour, what is, for each of you, what is one thing you want everyone to remember after turning off this podcast?
I guess I'm going to go first on this. We didn't even touch upon this since we've already touched about the runs. We've talked about dueling pianos. I want people to know in August, we will have Fort Sill's Comic Con. We'll be back. And it's 2 days. It's it's 23rd, 24th of August. It's going to be bigger and better. We're going to have celebrities here. We're going to have movie stars. We're going to have TV personalities. Your favorite gaming people. Your favorite people from comic books. They will be here. And it's a Lodo thing. Come out. Have some fun. Meet them. Just be part of some type of history that's happening here on Fort Sill. You're not finding it on other installations.
Yeah, that first one we did in this past August went pretty well. I liked it. I mean, I'm a gamer nerd. I'm an athletic gamer nerd. I'll admit, I don't really care, right? I mean, you've heard it here many times. But, I mean, we had a lot of folks. And unexpectedly, you see some folks, you're like, really? You're just like, oh, you know, and... So it's a really cool opportunity, and you're right. I have not, in my, thank you, Sergeant Major, many years in the Army.
Many years.
Many, thank you. Thank you. I've been in the Army longer than some of our soldiers have been alive. It's embarrassing. But I have not seen it at Comic-Con ever on an installation, at least an Army installation, not that I know of. I mean, you know, somebody could probably prove me wrong, but good luck with that. But what about you, Sarah?
For me, I really want the message, if you're wandering around, wondering what to do, please come to 4700 Welcome Center, first floor, north entrance. Ethan's office is right inside those double doors. He is a wealth of information. There is a whole team, ACS, CYS, MWR headquarters are all based out of 4700.
Yeah.
If you want to know what to do and where to go, we're there to help you find it.
Don't you also have a travel place in there?
We do. Adventure Travel is right inside the north entrance, and they always have specials. You can go to Dallas, Colorado Springs, you can go to Mexico.
If you don't know how to plan a trip, that's the place to go, right?
That's the place to go. Yeah.
And always with a service with a smile, you know. It's really great. And y'all do just do an amazing job in there. It's awesome.
My one thing that I want everyone to remember is recreation equals recreation. So there isn't one right way to do anything in the outdoors. So there's room for failure. There's room to grow in outdoor recreation.
Yeah.
So you not only recreate yourself, but others as you bring them into the outdoors too.
I like what you said there. Say that one more time. Recreation is what?
Recreation equals recreation.
You're right. You know, I love it. I, again, love to take Joker and whoever comes and wants to come out, and we'll go hike in the Wichita Wildlife Refuge. I've been in the 40-foot hole a bunch. I've been up to Elk Mountain, Scott, you know, Mount Scott, rando places I pull over and just start walking. Every time is different. You know, you see different things, you experience different things. I love what you said there. It's really great. It's awesome.
Okay, so before I hand it off to the boss man, one, thanks for you guys for being here. And, you know, we even touched on 60% of the rest of what MWR does, being ACS and AER, and we'll do that in another episode. And, you know, Sarah briefly touched on it, but what Mr. Brown has done with that golf course also. We have one of the best on-post golf courses I've ever been to in the Army, and I golf a lot.
He's a top 50 golf pro.
Yeah, he won top 50 golf pros in America, and that's not just for military. That's just period.
Yeah.
And the golf course is amazing here. So if please just get out, get your soldiers to get out. Weirdly, talking to Mr. Brent, E1 to E6 females don't golf, so tell them to go golf. I don't know why that statistic is a thing. I mean, if he could figure that out, we'd have more golfers.
Yeah, and we've had some great golf lessons for folks.
Yeah, he's done great junior golf lessons program up there. So please, if you're into golf, get out there too. Just get out, like Bree just said. Just get out of your house. Get out of your bed. There's a plethora of things to do here in Fort Sill. You just got to get out and look for it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I think it's the future of the golf course. We're looking at maybe like we'll call it executive par three, like a 6-hole, I think, or a par three course. Go out there, yes, you know, sir. Knock them out there and after work or early morning, whatever. You know, one thing before we sort of close this out, the one thing we kind of broached or just briefly touched on is we have a great child youth service program here, whether it's the sports program, the child development centers. We've got the Family Child Care Program, the FCC, and we've got 10
homes.
And we're looking at a few more, right?
Oh, we're the more the merrier. Yeah. So if you're looking for a career, Family Child Care is an opportunity. If you live on the installation, you can turn your home into child care. We'll help you. We'll give you the training you need, some of the equipment to start up, the inspections, and it is a great opportunity for our drill sergeants. We talked about the stress they go under. FCC, Family Child Care, if you're enrolled in CYS, our Family Child Care homes offer free extended care that's mission-centric. So if you're required to be somewhere, the Army, without additional expenses, will pay for your child to be with someone who cares about them.
So if somebody wanted to be part of the Family Child Care Program, do they go to CYS and ask for that, or how does that work?
Absolutely. They can get in contact with CYS and or call Miss Susie Anderson at 558-4301, and she would be happy to come and meet with them.
That's great. Yeah, because, I mean, like, as again, we have a big population here. There's a waiting list. You know, one of the things that I think we're looking at is partnering with Lawton to try to figure out, hey, what can we do as a community to build or
support
like with an off-post child care facility that is really geared priorities for the military, but the hours that they, so we're working with Lawton. It's very nascent right now. It's not going to be in tomorrow. It's a very nascent sort of project, but we're looking at that, and I think we're kind of moving on this glide.
And another selling point is the people that run those FCC homes do okay financially as well.
Oh, it's
more than okay.
Yeah, they're doing okay. So it's not a bad avenue.
There's inspections that go along with it. I mean, you gotta be on your P's.
Absolutely,
it is. And we walk. I walked through. I think all of them already. As we walk through the different ones and. You know, we've got a couple nationally certified. I know for sure one. I think we're working on two or three, right?
That's
they're nationally
correct.
Certified. Yeah. And you go to their homes. I was like, I wish I had this as a child. You know, you like you get a basketball court
indoor
inside.
Climbing.
Yeah, yeah. We get indoor climbing. Come on. You know, I don't remember being that small though. I mean, you know, I probably was. I just
you
don't
probably
remember. Were. Yeah, I don't know. I probably was. I just don't remember. Well, hey, for our listeners out there, thank you very much. And a thank you to Ethan, Sarah, and Bree from our MWR. We definitely are going to talk about the welfare side on another podcast here in the next couple months, because I think as you look at Army Emergency Relief, we have an award-winning program. We've got some great family advocacy programs. We've got a great Army Community Service program that just does an amazing work or amount of work for our community writ large, and it's absolutely amazing. So for the next podcast, we are going to do something a little different, not really technically Fort Sill related, but tangentially related, I guess you would say, is we are hosting Miss, I'm going to make sure I got the name right here, Miss Danica Christofferson. She is the Miss Oklahoma, and we're going to really talk about resiliency, you know, and what that means in mental resilience and being tough, getting through competition, what it means for preparation, and kind of just talk about, and then the service that she does as Miss Oklahoma and some of the things that she does to help support our community writ large and how we kind of support each other in that regard. And so it's going to be really great. Really appreciate everybody listening. We'll see you on the high ground. And thanks a lot for listening to Frontier Banter. Appreciate it.